Well, after months of waiting, the time is almost upon us, Rory, and I'm sure, no doubt, like the rest of the county, I suppose, really excited and looking forward to the start of the new season at this stage.
Yeah, Tom, look, we're really looking forward to January kicking in, and now it's Sunday coming, looming, get the games up and running. You know, since we've been appointed as a management team, we've been really looking forward to it. We've a lot of new faces in, we've experienced lads back training, so Sunday will be a good first test for us now to see where we're at.
Yeah, and really, since your appointment, you've kept a low key, you know, working away nice and quietly, getting everything ready.
It takes a few weeks to get things up and running. Donegal's a big county, and with players in Dublin and Sligo, and we're putting the strength and conditioning team in place so that the lads can get supervised sessions there. So we've that up and running, and to be fair to the whole squad, they've been back in the gym over a period of time working on personalised programmes. And we had a series of trials there where we've brought in new faces. And then on the 29th, when we were permitted to back training, we had everybody back on board there. We were in Termon on the 29th, and then we were in Downings as well on the 30th. So it was a good start. We'd give them, obviously, Paul's wedding there on New Year's Eve. They've had a few days off. And we're back in action again tonight, you know.
Yeah, and as I said, Derry on Sunday. But before we talk about that, first of all, obviously, you announced a Dr. McKenna Cup squad a couple of weeks ago in preparation for that competition, which starts on Sunday against Derry, as we said. And obviously, a lot of the senior players missing. The first question, I suppose, on everybody's lips: have you got everybody back, or has there anybody talk about retirements?
Well, look, at the minute, from last year's squad, Andy Thompson's currently working in the UK. So he is. So we're kind of waiting to see how Andy's employment turns out. But he has expressed that he's keen to stay involved, which is very positive. Neil McLoone is taking a break at this point, and we'll chat to Leo again at the end of January, start of February. And Rory Kavanagh is at this point taking a break as well. And again, we left with Rory a long season with the club championship. He went on longer than anybody else. And he's probably the most senior member of the squad. So we said to Rory as well, we leave it to mid-January before we chat again, you know.
Yeah.
Apart from that, all the other lads.
Colin McFadden, Neil Gallagher, all those guys back.
Yeah, Colin Anthony, Neil, all the over 30s as such, Eamon, Carl, Paul Durkin, they're all mad for Rhodes, so, which is very positive.
Yeah, and as I said, you named a squad for the McKenna Cup without all those big-name players. And obviously, quite a lot of new faces coming in.
Oh, there is, yeah. Look, we made a decision with the more experienced players that we would give them a good rest. They did no actual running as such themselves personally, and they only came back into the fold a couple of days ago. So what our plan is with those 8 or 9 lads is to let them work away with Paul Fisher, do their own conditioning work, and as they progress, thankfully none of them are injured, they'll come back on board with the rest of us. So it'd be unfair to throw them into a game after only 1 or 2 sessions of running. So we named a fairly fresh panel. So it is. A lot of lads I would have seen at club level. Some of them maybe, to be honest, from the lower divisions I didn't see as much of. So we had them in for trials and they went well. A lot of them I would have worked with the under 21s last year. So I know the majority of them pretty well at this stage, and I think they have a fair idea of the style of football that we'll be looking to play, you know, through the work over the trial period. And then with the under 21s last year, there's a large chunk of them.
Yeah, and of course that's the one big advantage. You have been involved with Kilcar in club football over the last couple of years, and involved with Maxi Curran with the under 21s over the last couple of seasons. You know most players pretty well.
Yeah, look, I would have seen a lot of the lads and would know a lot of them personally. You know, off the whole squad we have now, there's a lot of them I've worked with already. So that's a big plus from their point of view and mine, that we both know what each other's looking for, and you know, some will be the first step there to see where we're at.
Yeah, and obviously boosted as well by the return of Mark McHugh.
Yeah, Mark's back on board now. He, in fairness, he was away in the States for the summer, and then he came back, and he had a fairly good, albeit not as long a club jammage as he would have liked, and then he was playing away with his college, Sligo IT, and he turned up to a few trials and done well, and you know, like everybody else now, he's looking forward to getting a bit of game time in January and getting back into the county jersey.
And of course, there are a few players not available to you because of colleges. Patrick McBearty or Ryan McHugh come to mind.
We left Patrick off to Jordanstown. Patrick's actually picked up a knee injury there from the under 21 final, Tom. He picked it up in the first half, so he did, and he's just going to be out of action. I don't think he's going to play with Jordanstown probably to about mid-January. So that's a small bit of a blow for him, but thankfully it's not overly serious. We left Ryan off to play with Sligo IT. We have a few other Sligo IT lads, and you know, thankfully they're on board with us for the McKenna Cup, because it's their chance to get some, for some of them it's their chance to get into the county jersey for the first time, and it's an opportunity that they don't want to miss.
Mm. And you mentioned earlier on, most of the players know the style of football and your philosophy on football. Can we expect to see a change of style from that which we've been accustomed to over the last couple of years?
Look, the style of play, I would feel, would evolve, so it would. Naturally during the course of a season, so it would. You might feel that you need to change, whether it's defensive side of it or attacking side of it, as we go. But look, I don't see Donegal's style of play drastically changing over the next period of weeks. Anyway, it's a style of play that we're fairly good at. It's very simple. When we don't have the ball, we don't want to concede scores, and when we do it, we want to put up as many scores as possible. And by whatever means possible, we'll be trying to do both those things.
Yeah, and in terms of the Dr. McKenna Cup, what is the plan?
The plan is to, we'll look no further than Derry, Tom, and we'd love to get off to a winning start. So it would. I would dearly love to get out of the group. It would provide us with more competitive games. Plus, I would, if we were lucky enough to do that, I would expect to see a lot of the experienced players back on board in and around the last McKenna Cup game and the McKenna Cup semi-final dates, you know, between the 14th and the 18th, would be when a number of them would be back in collective training anyway. So if we could get through to a semi-final, it would be great for us.
Yeah, because the thought at that stage probably does turn to the National League, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Listen, you know, we won't find the 31st coming round and Derry and Ballybuffet, and definitely we would want as strong a hand as possible on board. But at the same time, the experienced players, they'll be treated very much on an individual basis whenever they're fit to come back in, and we feel that there's less risk of injury by joining into the intensity of the training that the rest are at. That'll be great for us, but again, it'll be done on an individual basis.
And so to Sunday, have you finalised the team yet?
Not fully finalised yet. We're training tonight, so we are. There's one or two lads down with colds, nothing major, but you know, it'll be fresh faces. So we expect to see, you know, Michael Boyle playing, Martin McElhinney from last year's squad, Darryl O'Connor, Declan Walsh, Oren McNeilis, and then some fringe players like Hugh McFadden, Marty Riley will play. I would hope to have Mark McHugh back on board. Young lads then like Ewan Doherty, Willie Gillespie, Corey Gallagher. I would expect to see them all getting game time on Sunday.
Yeah, and getting off to a winning start.
Well, that'd be great, you know. Every game that you go out, you know, you want to win, and you know, that's one thing that I stress a lot. We want to be competitive. Every game we play, we want to be competitive every night we train, and you know, the first test now is an Owen Beg on Sunday.
Are you excited about it, Rory? Because it's your first foray into senior inter-county management on your own anyway.
Ah, yeah, look, I'm very excited, Tom. You know, I was very excited for the 3 years I was involved, and probably not more so now. You know, once you're part of something, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach, whether it's a selector, whether it's a manager, you know, at the end of the day, there's 40-plus people involved. You have the title of manager now, and that is exciting in the sense that, you know, you have to put the whole pieces together. You know, just don't turn up and take the coaching, as would have been the case previously. But huge excitement to be back involved, you know, with the quality of players that we have. And yeah, I know the lads individually and how much it means to them, and that's exciting when there's that sort of unity among a group and that sort of desire to succeed, and that brings a lot of excitement.